So obviously the Sunday Times Gen X event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 19th year, and this is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. So the survey gets opinions from youth based right here in South Africa, and I'm talking ages between 8 to 30. This includes kids, teens, young adults, and young professionals. Now, this year, Sunday Times Gen X will take over the entire month of September. Now, this part's really exciting because it's three separate events. It's an interactive showcase on the 7th, the actual awards show on the 20th, and the youth marketing conference on the 28th. So take notes. September is going to be a big, big, exciting month for us. If you want more information on this, simply visit sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And welcome to this morning's episode, or rather this interview, because it's going to be really exciting. We are talking to somebody very, 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 very important. She is the head of partnerships for Sunday Times Gen X, and she is Courtney Hoyland. And welcome, Courtney, to cliffcentral.com.
Thanks, Lebang. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's always such a pleasure chatting to you. I think now more than ever, considering, you know, that this is, you know, your what's the word for the swan song? This is your swan song awards, and it's exciting time. So the Sunday Times Gen X, I mean, 19 years, this is pretty exciting. And over this time, and specifically recently over the past 3 years, things have changed. So how have you seen the project evolve, Courtney?
So I've worked on Gen Next for 10 years now.
Sure.
So it's quite a long time.
Yeah.
And during that time, a lot has changed.
Yeah.
The most change I saw specifically was during COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
So Gen Next is a campaign that is extremely interactive, face-to-face. Brands want that engagement with the youth. Marketers
yeah.
want that face-to-face insights. So during COVID, we literally had to take the entire campaign online for 2 years.
Mm.
So that was really difficult in terms of just accepting that. Last year was the first year that we took more of a hybrid approach. So some elements were online
sure.
and then some were in person and streamed.
Mm.
And that is why this year we're so excited to be back fully in person.
Yay.
With the entire month of September.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I also think since COVID and the past 3 years, the actual research has never, ever been more crucial.
Mm.
I think just in terms of what the youth want, how they perceive things, how they take in communication has completely changed.
Yeah.
And that is why the research has never been more important.
Yeah, I think definitely this is the time for brands to be have their ears on the ground because of that change. Like, the youth has always been very vocal, but now more than ever, COVID has pretty much said to them, like, spread your wings and fly. So if brands want to get to know what's going on, I think now's the best time to collaborate. So, Courtney, why has the Sunday Times kept the association with the Gen X platform for so many years? You know, traditionally, I just know Sunday Times as the newspaper that I'd read every Sunday growing up, you know, and to know that they've partnered with such an important initiative really makes me, you know, like them even more. So why has it been so important for Sunday Times to partner with them for so long?
So I think first and foremost, we give the youth a voice, which is very important.
Mm.
We take a lot of time with our research partner, Yellowwood, who actually do the survey
yeah.
to really understand what the youth need and want. And yeah, just as I said, to give them a voice
yeah.
and give that connection with the actual brands. We are a link to that.
Mm.
Secondly, the relationship with the youth marketers is very important
sure.
to us as well. So Gen Next has two crucial target audiences or two crucial segments that we deal with. We deal with the youth, but we also deal with youth marketers. We link them together and then we also deal with them separately.
Yeah.
So keeping that relationship with the youth marketers for Sunday Times is very important, and also providing them with crucial insights into what the youth want, need, see as trending, just that kind of important information.
Yeah, that is so key. It almost sounds like you guys are the plug between like the youth and the brands. Like all brands want to get to the youth. This is how they do that. Courtney, why is the Gen Next survey so important to brands? I mean, you've touched on, you know, the importance of actually connecting with the youth and that kind of thing. But why is the survey specifically so important?
So the survey obviously gives brands the opportunity to understand who the youth are voting for in terms of who they see as cool, like who's the coolest. So we have our various categories. As I said, Yellowwood are the research partner. Sunday Times and Arena Events do the actual eventing side and marketing campaign. But the research just gives the marketers insights into what the youth, as I said, see as cool, but also what they aspire to have or be, for example. So when they're voting, they are not necessarily voting for their coolest car being Mercedes because they are driving a Mercedes. The research is very aspirational, which is very, very important for brands to understand. So, yeah, I just think understanding that it's aspirational can give brands the opportunity to learn how to better communicate with them and touch on them. Yellowwood also offer so many other research opportunities apart from Gen Next. So I think for brands, it's very crucial to actually get in touch with a company like that because they can understand the youth as a whole, but they can also do research related to their specific segment. So whether it be motor vehicles, banking, Yellowwood have so many options that can provide brands with specific research. That's pretty much why it's so crucial.
So what are the exact plans for the Sunday Times Gen Next event in the month of September? Courtly, we've already established that there's like it's a three-tier throughout the whole of September, which is really exciting. But what do each of those events like have to entail and what can we look forward to?
So as you mentioned, we are taking over the entire month of September.
Yes.
So before COVID happened, what would normally occur on the day of Gen Next is we would do the youth marketing conference in the morning, then go into the interactive showcase and then go into the awards. So it was one jam-packed day. Because this is our first year back completely in person, we really wanted to make a big shot about it and a big deal. So we decided to split these days into three separate events to give them all the time that they deserve and just really be excited about this face-to-face interaction. So as you said, the interactive showcase is on the 7th of September. This is where brands can actually have space to engage face-to-face with the youth. This is by no means an expo where they're handing out pamphlets and doing things like that. It is engaging.
Operative word, interactive.
Interactive showcase. It is engaging. There is music. There is competitions. There is celebrities, influencers. It is just the most amazing day for the youth because just to see how they enjoy it. It means so much to the Gen Next campaign and what it means, you know. Then on the 20th of September, we're doing the awards. So this is where we actually celebrate the brands who have placed first in their various categories. So again, very, very like exciting events. We do have our MC, which I'm sure we'll announce soon. And yeah, the awards is just a night of celebration where the youth marketers attend. And yeah, they can stand on stage and proudly, you know, accept being the coolest brand by the youth.
Everybody likes an awards show, right? Awards shows are fun. It's a night to celebrate and really like engage. It's almost like the interactive showcase with like some sugar on top, some spice, and everybody's dressed up and stuff. I like it.
No, it's always a good time. And then on the 28th of September, we are doing the youth marketing conference. So this is for youth marketers specifically. And it's where we will have keynotes, panel discussions, just a session to give them insight into what is currently happening with the youth, how to understand them, what's trending, how to best communicate with them. It is a morning for them to really, really learn and take out when planning their future strategies.
Nice, nice. So it almost sounds like, you know, if you are working on a brand right now and you really want to get in tune with the youth, it sounds like I should be partnering with Sunday Times Gen Next Movement. It sounds like this is where I should be at. And if that's something I want to do, how do I do that?
Yeah, so I think also just because Gen Next is in its 19th year, it's become such a crucial, I want to say, key element and like it's really, really been in tuned into brand strategy for youth brand. So when they're planning their marketing for the year, Gen Next, for a lot of them, is very, very crucial for them to partner with, just because it's built so much credibility with over the years. And because it's so respected by the youth and youth take it so seriously, it's a great association. So there are various ways to partner. Brands can obviously have space within the Interactive Showcase. They can partner with the entire campaign. Because Sunday Times is the media partner, there's so much communication going out in Sunday Times newspaper, Times Live, which is the website version. And we just run an entire national campaign where our partners get branding through that. We also deal with very bespoke kind of offerings. So a brand will say, I want to do this with Gen Next in this specific way, adding in this. So most times it is a very bespoke offering. But yeah, there's so many opportunities and brands can get in touch with me directly. I'm with that.
Awesome. And in closing, Courtney, what do you think are some of the key areas that brands need to focus on when it comes to youth marketing? And I'm sure that this is something that has evolved in the last 10 years of your participation in Sunday Times Gen Next Awards, or rather the movement. What do you think the brands in this time should be focusing on the most?
So I think adaptability is one of the biggest things. I'm no youth marketer. I've never been a marketing manager of a youth brand. But as I said, I've worked on Gen Next for the past 10 years. So I've gained quite a bit of insights into what's happening out there.
Yes.
I think adaptability and adapting fast. Who would have thought that Bell Bottoms would be back?
These kids are really out here as far as just like repurposing. There's nothing new under the sun.
So what is trending one day, the next it's not. I think social media plays such a massive role. And sometimes what is being seen as trending on social media isn't necessarily what that actual person is owning or doing. They're just jumping onto a trend. So I think for marketers, it's so important to spend face-to-face time with the youth. And that is something that Gen Next does as well with our event that we did with you last year, Lebang, with that speed networking.
Oh, that was absolutely spectacular. It was brilliant. I'd actually never seen brands, you know, benefit that quickly from such a unique concept. I loved that.
So yeah, I think a lot of face-to-face engagements, do the focus groups, just spend time with the youth. Don't take what you see out there on social media and, as I said, those trending things as face value and what's actually happening.
Sure.
Do the focus groups, speak to companies like Yellowwood who can arrange it, partner with campaigns like Gen Next to have direct access to the youth. And yeah, just
get involved.
Spend time with them. Spend actual time with them.
And I think if you're passionate about what you're doing, you will make that a priority. You will make sure that you sit down with the kids and you chat to them and you almost level with them versus being on the outside looking in and just kind of believing whatever fluff social media shares. Remember, like, social media's also got a lot of fake news. So sometimes what's being said isn't always necessarily true. The only way you'll know is if you take the time and be intentional about the research, sit down with the kids, interact with them, be in the places that they go to, speak their language. So that will definitely set you apart.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, geez, as always, time just kind of flies when we have these conversations, just because it is what it is. But I think this year something really, really special is going to happen in September. And I can almost feel that, you know, you guys are putting in the work to make sure that it's a memorable occasion, you know?
No, it's a very important campaign to us. So yeah, we are very excited to, just be back in action in September and
get
all the things done.
Yes, I am here for that. If you're at home and you're listening and you want to participate or you want to partner with Sunday Times Gen Next, or if you just want to come to the awards, simply go onto our website for more information. It's sundaytimesgennext.co.za. Thank you so much, Courtney Hoyland, the head of partnerships for Sunday Times Gen Next. My name is Lebang Khosana here at cliffcentral.com. And we will see you in September, where we are going to be changing lives and making the world a better place. Bye.
Bye.